What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel.
So extra. What's happening, y'all? I'm the other host
and
of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument.
And I am joined by my husband of
Marcus
14
Anthony
years,
Tanksley.
Boyfriend of 17 years, AKA but apparently Tank. Only 16 because he always forgets
AKA
one of those
that
years.
Heifer.
But he is the other host.
The other
Tell
host,
him who
and
you
y'all,
are, baby.
Glad to be here. I'm glad y'all joining us in this lovely podcast that we do every week, where we talk about any and everything. We
and
talk
so
about.
This is your first time joining us. Thank you for stopping by.
Those sound like two different recordings.
Just playing at the same time, two different tracks. No, but for real, y'all, thank you for stopping by this weekly podcast. As my husband said, we hit whatever topic is on our mind,
absolutely.
Whatever topic he comes up with right before I say, what's the topic of the day?
headline news. Let's see.
If this is your first time watching us, please go ahead and rate and review us. If you're listening to us on a podcast platform, or if you're watching us on That Chick Angel TV, go ahead and click the subscribe button here, as well as Tanksley TV. We'll be uploading more footage over there. We have been a little dark over there, but we always confused trying to get our lives together. Y'all know what it is already.
Yeah, that Tanksley TV and
we have content for it. We
have content
to upload it.
Tank Don't Talk. We got a library. We just got to download it. That's all we got to do. Back up the truck and put it on there and let the truck pull off.
Boom. But go ahead, because once we get it under control, y'all going to wish y'all were over there. So we want to give a shout out to our three sponsors this episode. Tell them who they are and save the best for last.
Our sponsors are, and not in this order, ZocDoc,
yeah,
Anna Louise, and Every Plate.
Place! We'll tell you more about our sponsors later in the podcast. But know that when you support our sponsors, you are supporting us, and we greatly appreciate it. If you're listening to us and if all of a sudden sounds like a plane is taking off, that's because all of a sudden my laptop got really loud for no reason. We also have our Patreon in the building. Beep, 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 beep.
What's happening, Patreon?
Oh, our Patreon are allowed to watch us live when we shoot this. So they get behind-the-scenes footage of us struggling in of the pre-arguments before the actual podcast starts.
Say that.
You can join our Patreon, who we call our immediate family, them heifers, the Angel Wings, the Tanks Riders, all of that, by going to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel, and it's for the low of $5 a month. Less than you going to Starbucks and getting one of their little Frappuccino Tappuccino, cappuccino, to the tie, venti, trenta. Okay? That's what you can do.
Yeah.
So.
I was trying to think of a name.
Yeah, you don't be getting
Foca
it.
Mocha, soca, noca.
Yeah.
Fofo, latte.
Latte. So, baby.
What's happening?
Which segment are we starting off with today?
Let's do In My Feelings.
In Your Feelings.
We
did Tanksley Pride last time. So In Your Feelings is a good one.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's got you in your
feelings? I wanted you to go first.
No,
get those things off your chest.
You just came up with which one we're doing. So
I was trying to do opposite of last week.
Okay. So now, opposite of last week, you
right.
Go first.
Come off me. What's got me in my feelings? Actually, low key, you know, just being black in America and literally right now, literally, as we was talking, we brought it up yesterday too. People used to, everything used to be shut down for Christopher Columbus Day. And everybody found out this, none of the history was real. It was all lies and fake and all of that. It's slowly converting over. I hate it when people refer to it as Indigenous People Christopher Columbus Day. Like, you need to take that trash idiot.
I have not heard people do that. I've just heard Indigenous Day.
I got emails from like black owned companies. It's like Christopher Columbus / Indigenous People. I'm like, what are you doing?
They just like, just in case you don't know yet, we just
no,
want you
gonna
know
because I want you to ask. Yeah, these kids in school right now, ain't nothing. The mail is running. Everything's going on right now. It just feels like, you know, as usual. Yeah. As usual.
Per
in
huge.
The U.S. Per huge. They ain't one a day. I say it all the time. In America, if you ain't white, counseling should be mandatory and free.
What's counseling?
Therapy.
Oh, counseling. I thought you were saying canceling.
No, no, no.
Cancel that. I said
counseling, not canceling.
Say it again.
Counseling, not canceling. It's a difference, Manuel.
Say it slower.
It's Aaron, not Aaron.
Say it slow. That's what you
counseling
said.
Counseling and not canceling.
Okay, but you didn't do
man,
counseling.
Shut up. Get out of my feelings. Nah, but what else got me in my feelings? Just the season coming up. The holiday season's coming up.
You don't get, you didn't get, you used to not get MLK off at your old job.
I didn't say I did.
No, I'm just saying, I'm bringing that up in addition.
Oh, yeah, that's dirty. That's trash.
Yeah.
They don't be shutting stuff. Yeah, he's, well, that's a, when you, depending on the type of company, they have a say-so of what holidays you get off. Like, yeah. Regardless of how big it is, it depends on, like, the, how the corporation is set up.
Yeah.
And, like, I worked for an extremely large general contractor that was, you know, nationwide, even did stuff in other countries.
Yeah, and private companies get to choose which federal holidays they decide to observe.
Yeah, but I wasn't mad because we was right in there on President's Day, too. So I was like, now, if we had that President's Day off, you was going to have an issue on your hand with this employee. And I was going to rally up all the other employees of my hue.
At this new company you work for?
I don't get no days out.
There you go. Come on.
This CEO is trash.
That's all right. She's just as good as her CFO.
Nah, he's excellent. He wants to give raises out. But this trash ass CEO is, I'm telling you, somebody whatever. Need to throw her in jail.
Whatever. What's got
and
you
sex
feeling?
Won't help either.
Oh, sex won't help. She's
just
that
a miserable person.
She's not miserable. She is overworked. What's got me in my feelings? I'm going to tell you what's got me feeling good. And I'll tell you what's got me feeling some type of way. What's got me feeling good is that I didn't have to sell t-shirts in Minnesota.
What's got her feeling some type of way? And she didn't see no revenue.
No. Let me tell y'all. It takes a lot of energy, if you didn't know. So let me, just in case you're new to us, I don't want to assume that everybody that watches us has been watching us for forever. If you're new, I'm on tour currently with Kev on Stage and To Hear More in the Slightly Problematic Take Two Tour, which is a continental United States tour where we are touring every single weekend. And since I think about June, I have been taking merchandise with me every single weekend, merchandise being t-shirts. We could probably do masks too. We could see if we can get masks. That might be good. You think so? I bet you the profit margin is good.
Actually, it's not that great.
On their site, it might not be, but on another site, it might be fine. Anyways, so we set up our merchandise 2 hours before the show. We usually start selling an hour and a half before the show starts. I then cut out about 15 minutes before the show starts to get my mind ready to know, remember my set and all that stuff. Do my set, introduce To Hear, then I introduce Kevin. I close out the show. I run back out to the lobby to sell shirts for the next show or to just close out sales for those leaving out. So it's exhausting because then I have to go back into the second show to do the same thing. It's very tiring, but it's all good. I get to meet you guys, those people who are fans of this podcast, this channel, and those who are fans of Here's the Thing and know me by there. So that's always great. However, it's tiring. People don't usually realize that. And a lot of people will come, talk to me, tick, 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 talk, 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 do pictures, and then not purchase a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm. So
I should have been at all these locations.
So, wow. I don't ask people to pay for my attention, right? It is like, oh my God, I just did all that work. When if it's a slow, like for instance, Minneapolis, because we didn't have as many people there, it was a slower sales for Kev and To Hear. I didn't sell. But mind you, the time that they were outside did not change. The time that they spent with folk did not change. So you doing all this work and you come back with only making maybe $30, you like, what did I just do that for? Why did that happen? So I was so grateful that in Minnesota, I didn't have shirts, because I knew based off of the numbers of people that it wasn't going to sell well. So yes, I am implementing for the rest of the time, unless you bought a shirt from me prior to, like those of you all who have bought shirts on our website, one way to ensure that I know that is if you wear the shirt to the show. I'll gladly take a picture with you. But if you are not purchasing a shirt, one, we are not going to be putting ourselves in danger of getting COVID anymore just to talk to folk. Mm-hmm. So if you come purchase a shirt, me and Tahir will gladly take a photo. Wham, bam. If you've purchased a shirt or merchandise from us before, because I know Tahir has dropped several shirts. I've had some merchandise. And there have been people who have come up in their mama-like shirts. If you got on a mama-like shirt, I'm going to take a picture.
Got that head wrap on?
Yeah, if you got on a head wrap, and I know which head wraps I sold, I'm going to take a picture with you. If you got on your angel wings pin, I'm going to take a picture with you.
But you can't come over and be like, oh, let me get a picture and let me get two of them big black energy shirts. Yes.
And I'm talking about angel wings, that chick angel merchandise, not Kev on stage merchandise. I don't see a penny of that. Y'all can take a picture with Goose. So
what's happening?
So that's what I'm going to do for the rest of the tour, because it is like, it is truly exhausting. I was trying to figure out.
It was exhausting when I was doing it. I was like, I ain't even on stage.
I'm telling you. I promise God. But if you've purchased some of my merchandise, I'll definitely take a picture with you. Not Montana, but wherever the hell we were before Montana. I can't even remember where we've been. I was like, you guys, now I haven't been drinking on tour for almost, it's been 3, maybe 4 weeks. I haven't had any alcohol on tour, but I've been waking up like I've been drinking. Mm-hmm. Like my face feels really heavy. Yeah. It's more so about my face. And I was like, why? I said, you guys, I'm waking up like I've been drinking. Like I had 3 glasses of wine the night before, and I've only had water. And I think it's just exhaustion.
Yeah.
It's exhaustion. So we're going to cut back on that. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So that's what had me feeling good. What had me feeling some type of way. What has had me feeling? Oh my gosh. I plan on telling this story on Instagram. So y'all going to hear this story for the second time. This is going to be my content today for Instagram. And I might have told it. Did I just tell it on? I just told it on the Ball and Beautiful. I'm pretty sure. I got a massage.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell it while the camera was rolling?
I thought I did.
I don't know.
I got a massage. So, with us traveling so much on these planes. Oh,
no. I was talking about the dress, the person calling you.
Oh, now that would have me. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Bump this. No.
The massage thing. Angel basically got a massage. And she
They'll see it on Instagram later. Okay. Don't worry about it. Because I'm going to tell this so we can go into our next ad. So, I got this really cute dress or romper. So this is what I was trying to do. Walking around the Mall of America, see this one place where it's a one store, but it has different vendors in it. So it allows especially minority owned vendors to have a spot in the mall without having to pay the rent of an entire space. I go in there because I see these beautiful African outfits. There are 3 women, 3 all separate vendors. I'm talking to them and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna come back tomorrow. I said, cause I'm here all weekend. I'm doing a show. Stand-up show. They were like, oh, okay, yeah. Since I'm doing a stand-up show, I'll come back. Because I said, these rompers, I could wear one of these rompers on stage. And the woman was like, come back. So it wasn't like, they weren't like overly excited, but they were like, yeah, come back. Well, then some fans came the next day.
Who told you the fans were there?
The fans. I ran into the fans.
Oh, okay.
Some fans came the next day, and they I think flew in from Georgia. They flew from Atlanta because they weren't able to get tickets in Atlanta like a lot of people didn't. So they flew into Minnesota to see the show. They had went into that same store, and they had told those women, oh, we came to see a comedy show. And they were like, oh, there was a girl here who said she did stand-up comedy. And the fans got excited, and they went through their phone looking for a picture of me. And they found one. They were like, you talking about this girl, that chick Angel? And they were like, yeah. So I feel as though the women then realized, okay, wait a minute. this chick got folk. I mean, granted, they're not specifically flying in to see me, but the fact that they got excited to see me, I think they were like, okay, wait a minute. She might be something, right? So when I come back in, they are really like, yes, how can, not to say they weren't probably nice spirits before, nice energy before, but I could tell
they weren't catering to you.
There was an uptick, right? So I'd already decided in my mind, I was going to purchase something from each of these women. They were all Black women, and I was like, I'm going to support them. I'm going to spend my money up in the store. Tried on these clothes. The romper was actually really, really cute. It needs to be tailored some, but I was like, oh, this is fire. This is like, ew, come on. So I was like, I'm going to purchase the romper. I purchased the shirt with some African artwork from another woman on it for Little Marcus. And then I purchased this one necklace from this other woman. Dear God. So the woman who I'm purchasing the romper from, she, like most independent vendor, is using like stripe, like I do, square.
Square, yeah.
Well, on square, if you're not registered, it'll ask you for your phone number. If you're not registered, if you want a receipt, you can either have it text or email to you. Well, because I had never dealt with this woman before, I was like, yeah, let me get a receipt because I want to make sure I'm getting charged what I'm supposed to charge and she hasn't upcharged me. And then she says, do you want a receipt? I said, yes. And she said, what's your phone number? And so my spirit man spoke to me and I did not listen. And my spirit man was like, what's she about to do? So I give her my number and I see, you know, you ain't got to do much. I see this. If you're watching.
Yeah, if you're watching. Listening, she can basically see the woman
pressing both sides of her phone.
Basically, she's taking a screenshot.
Because the thing about Square is they don't let you, like, there are people who buy shirts from me. When they type in their phone and press in, it does not save that number to my phone. So I see it, and I'm like, this woman just took a screenshot of my phone number. Show enough! During the show, I get a phone call. And I'm like, who is this? And I pick up and she's like, hello, Angel. This is your African sister from the store. I'm going to come to the show tonight, the 9:45. How do I get tickets? Do I go online or do I just go to the door? And I was like, go to the door. All right. Mind you, I'm inside of the show. I'm in the showroom watching Kev trying to make sure that I get off in time. Then she texts me. Hey, Angel, this is from the store. I ignore the text because I'm like, I'm about to block this hoe. Then I don't see her in the audience either. Like, I don't see her in the audience. The next day, I get off stage. I get a text. Oh, my God, you were so funny. I'm here. And I'm like. Then she comes up to me as, hey, you know, it's me from the store. You were so good. I'm hoping that I can take a picture with all of you all after the show. No, we're leaving immediately after. Please tag me. Now, the thing is, I plan on tagging her because I do think the outfit is cute. Okay, that's not the problem. Then she's like, well, I text you. I said, yeah, I don't text or answer numbers of people. I don't have their phone number saved. She's like, okay, well, you have it. Josh was like, I was giving her two more seconds and I was going to be like, all right, Angel, let's go. I'm like, ma'am, you are illegally using my number. You know, I gave you my number for a receipt, not for you to be sitting here contacting me and trying to,
all the way illegal.
I'm not, that won't happen again. It will never happen again. I'm like,
email me.
But yeah, she's about to be blocked. For life. Okay, but you know who's not blocked? Oh, Jesus, I'm pressing the wrong thing. This is what happens when you're doing too much for Mitch. Something else that be having me, my feelings pissing me off, is when you go and make an appointment for a doctor's office and you didn't got your schedule all together and it turns out they don't take your insurance. You remember when you had hurt your back and we ran around Los Angeles trying to find a doctor that took this man's insurance and we hit brick wall after brick wall.
I had excellent insurance at the time.
Well, let me tell you, regardless of what insurance you have, ZocDoc is the app for you. It is the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for all local doctors who take your insurance, re-verify patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with the receptionist again, because that hold music will make you want to cuss everybody out. Whether you need primary care physician, a dentist, a dermatologist, a psychiatrist, an eye doctor, or other specialists, ZocDoc has you covered. And I know we need another eye doctor for little Marcus, because his prescription is
trash.
And then me and Marcus both need primary care physicians. You sure as hell ain't got one, and I ain't got one either, dude. Mm-hmm. ZocDoc is about to do it for us. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. This is what we'll be using to find all of our, being that we're an independent business. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like we have like this whole situation set up to make it easy for us to find a doctor. This is what we're going to use to be able to get all of our specialty care as well as our primary care. Because listen, we trying to live for a long time, and we want to be able to have the doctors that's going to take care of us and use our insurance. So I feel like if you are a person with insurance, okay, that needs to find a doctor, ZocDoc is who you should use, because we using them too. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health, and that is the God honest truth.
Yeah, it is.
Go to ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
And download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/argue.
Argue.
I'm going to do it again, but I'm going to do it like the military, because a lot of those letters sound alike if you're just watching this. Mm-hmm. Z as in zebra, O as in octopus, C as in
Charlie,
D as in David, O as in octopus, C as in Charlie.com/argue.
Argue.
So yeah, that really, it really upset me that she did that. I was just like, that is so shiesty. That is like, you know, I didn't give you my number for you to talk to me.
You the right one. I'm going to let you know that right now, because it would have been a whole different conversation dealing with me.
I
would have lost a follower or a fan or whatever she became that day.
I want to know if there's a way to block a person to the point that, when, listen, first of all, I accidentally blocked Josh. You remember when I said, you got a text message from Josh. You said, yeah, it's in the group chat. And I was like, it's not coming up. I had blocked that man by accident somehow. But
I was like, you did too. No, I didn't. All right.
No.
Whatever.
I didn't. That's what I'm saying. I didn't. I hadn't gotten any of his messages over that week. But I want it blocked in a way that when she calls, it says, kind of like the way Instagram blocks a person. When you're blocked on Instagram, it looks like they ain't got no account. You go over there, it's like, I want it like that. Yeah, when she calls, they're like, the number you have called is no longer in, I'm telling you what. Yes, as our moderator said, y'all like this video so we can pray annoying people away from me. Jesus.
You filed a restraining order.
Listen, yes, that's how pissed off I was in. So what's got you feeling good, babe?
You cut me off. These holidays coming up.
What about it?
Well, I don't know. Now that I think about it. No. Yeah, I don't know. Y'all know, like she said, Angel's on tour. So we are in uncharted territories for our family. So I don't know what these holidays look like, but I always get slightly excited around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know Mama will be in town a few times. Hopefully my brother will get out here too.
Your bad influence.
Yeah, my bad influence. She ain't gonna influence me this time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. They are the worst. Y'all are the worst together.
Don't worry about us.
y'all are.
So yeah, and then I don't know. This will be my first time being retired from my 9-to-5 and being an entrepreneur, you know, owner of a company.
Mm-hmm.
Around the holidays. I don't know. That will, at least that'll free me up to do more things that I would like to do versus things that I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's her calling.
No, go ahead.
Why are you answering that? Angel will answer any phone call. That go ahead. It literally had X's all the way across her screen. She answered it anyway.
Go ahead.
This is my in my feelings. That's got me in my feelings too.
It's supposed to have you feeling good. This is feeling good.
It ain't gotta have me feeling good.
That's where we're at. Yes,
you did. As y'all know, Zoom In merch is out. It's live. That's going well. I'm happy about that. Also, that's all I'm gonna give y'all right now.
Let me tell you, Marcus ain't trying to be on board with me. But when I tell you this house is about to be a winter wonderland,
it's food. I'm gonna call the HOA. They ain't gonna let you do all this.
I am so excited. This is the house to do it.
Okay? First of all, I was like, I always decorated a house. I was the one put up lights and all that. Turned out, even though she wouldn't help most of the time, the stuff was all for Angel. These kids don't really pay attention to what we put up. Okay, so
that should be enough for this.
However, I'm listening. The roof heights of this house is not something that I'm comfortable with.
And I ain't installing it. I don't want you to do it.
Angel.
I don't want you to do it.
Will be tacky with decorations if you allow her. Yes.
I'm not tacky.
I said it.
Wait a minute. Do you consider what your parents used to do to you?
Absolutely. It was the worst. As a kid, I loved it, but I loved decorations as a kid. If the kids was all into it, I'm like, no, we need to decorate our house like we are a couple without kids, because these kids don't care about these Christmas decorations. We got a massive inflatable Grinch. That's because I wanted it. It's like, kids, though, they don't care. So Angel's like, we're going to hire people, and we're going to do this. We're not having our house looking all tacky for Christmas.
It's not going to look tacky.
It's going to look, you know, simple is more. Less is more. Need a lot.
Listen.
Don't say who said we need a lot. You going to need a lot.
Listen, what? This is what I want to do. I would like to hire a company, because I agree. I don't want my husband up on the roof. I don't want you on the roof. Okay. I want to hire a company to line the house in beautiful white lights, twinkling lights. I want to put up our Grinch and our little pound puppies and our little whatever the other thing is, inflatables in the front
yard. Your voice in my ear is annoying me right now.
inside of the house, I want quite a few Christmas trees.
I'm going to fill up that front area with a tree.
I want a beautiful Christmas tree downstairs. Very tall. Very almost mall-like. I want one in the loft. I want one in the living room. I want one in the sitting room. I want stuff coming down the banister. I want stuff across the little balcony thing. I don't know what you call it, where you look. It's also the banister.
You have all this stuff up, all this decoration, knowing that we have 9 puppies, a.k.a. Amar.
He's going to love it, yes. I want the house smelling like gingerbread. I want peppermint smells. I want that countertop that we hate inside the dining room. I'm
ripping it out.
It's going to get ripped out, but when, we don't know. So right now, in my mind, that is a beautiful nativity Christmas town. Beautiful.
Black Jesus.
Yes. Black baby Jesus.
Black grown Jesus. Black baby Jesus.
Does that not just get you excited?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Don't fight me.
I said the outside.
The outside.
You got to be careful, because Angela pull up garland and stuff, and it's like, don't know about you. We don't need no metallic garland going out through the house.
I want green garland with lights in it. I want so that if we were to turn the lights off in the house, there would still be this beautiful glow in the house from all the trees and all the lights.
We do it every year.
But this is a different house. And this house has more area to take up, and I want to take it up.
Just tripping over decorations.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be beautiful. I'm about to start ordering stuff.
You ain't never looked up prices for a decorator heavy?
I kind of know, and if anything, I'm gonna holler at our old next door neighbor who had, you remember, he had people decorate his house out in Simi Valley. I'll be like,
yeah, it's different when once you go to the same company. Let's say they're gonna charge you $50 to decorate, the same company will charge a commercial building for the same stuff. If you want to say $50, the percentage difference will probably be about $6,000. These commercial properties, they used to hire decorating companies for like the holidays and stuff. And these people would come and do the most simple, cheap little things. And I'm like, y'all paying them what? Mm-hmm. They would literally have to do that just that time of year and they could make a living.
Yeah.
Maybe off two buildings. Live comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know what's up.
I was like, y'all are stupid for paying these people.
We gonna have a nice Kwanzaa set up. I'm so excited. Oh. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah, it's about to be Christmas. Right as soon as Halloween hits, it's Christmas in this house. It's Christmas because I want to make sure whatever we use is really gets all the attention that you get.
We'll make sure everything is rented because we ain't buying a bunch of extra crap.
Exactly. Yep. Everything rented.
Yeah.
Not a lot of extra crap.
Me and the dumpster company is on first name basis. All right. Tight hour.
Tight hour. But before we get too tight, let's talk to the people about who we love all day and all night. I just want to tell you about our company named Every Plate.
Plates.
Marcus. Like the gold in Every Plate.
Plates.
Y'all know we love Every Plate. Why am I adding an S like an old black person? We love Every Plate over here.
Because mm-hmm, you are.
It's America's best value meal kit. You are able to get meals for just $1.99 a meal, right? Well, listen, where are you going to get a home-cooked meal? A meal anywhere that you should be eating.
Yeah, I was going to say that you should eat that's actually healthy.
That your body can actually understand what's going on when you eat it. But Every Plate, let me tell you guys, the lower price is what differentiates Every Plate from other brands, okay? Like, you're not going to be able to get this price with other ones. So, y'all know meal planning can feel like just an extra daunting piece to your never-ending to-do list.
Who you tell?
Whether you got kids or not, it's just like, oh, my God. Then the grocery shopping. Who really wants to be out here in these streets? We still in a pandemic. Don't nobody want to be out here.
World is still ending.
It is. And the preparation. You over here chopping and chip-chop. It's so much. Every Plate. This is what they do. They do the shopping for you. They do the pre-measuring for you. All your meals come together in about 30 minutes, okay? You talk about cutting down time and money. Where they do that at? Every Plate. That's the only place they're doing it at. So you choose between 17 recipes that change each week. Swap proteins, veggies, and your sides to your liking. Again, they make it easy and affordable to cook hearty, delicious, family-pleasing meals. Every Plate is 50% cheaper than a meal made at the grocery store with grocery store ingredients. So now is the perfect time to focus on saving money easily. Because like I said, I need to save this money for these Christmas decorations. Amen and hallelujah. Give yourself and your wallet a break and enjoy delicious, affordable meals delivered to your door and ready to go in just six simple steps. Six steps?
Six.
They didn't say seven. They said six.
No, they said six. That's one more than five.
Come on. I am here for it. So, this is why we... Oh, well, let me just tell y'all. I do really like their meals. I do think that they make really, really great meals.
They are good. Like,
and I think they're the type of meals that appeal to a wide range of different people. They appeal to kids. They appeal to, like, the pickier eater. And they appeal to people who just be hungry, like me and Marcus.
Yeah, I know I be eating.
He be eating. So this is what we want you to do. We want you to try Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
One more time, let me tell you, get started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
That's up to $100 value. Again, Every Plate, America's best value meal kit. And we thank them for sponsoring today's podcast.
Thank you, Every Plate.
So,
I'm not going to say it. Plates!
There you go. So, tell the folk with the...
Tired hour. So, today's episode is... I asked Angel this question right before we started. I think it's a pretty good topic. Pretty fun. Gives everybody something to think about for the next year, possibly the rest of this year, is what would you do different in the year 2020 if you had to live it all over again with the same situation? You know, you know exactly like that, you approaching that year, you know, okay, a pandemic is going to hit. What would you do different?
Oh my gosh, I would have drank less. I wouldn't have. I mean, I put on, at the beginning of the pandemic, I was still working out really hard, really heavy. Mm-hmm. But then I think as I got more stressed, because I don't know if the pandemic was the thing that stressed me out the most. I mean, it definitely was a source of stress. I can't even lie, because we knew nothing, right? Yeah. It was, and we were getting information that just seemed to change every 5 minutes. It was like, don't wear a mask and don't use gloves. It's not going to help. Then it was.
It actually makes it worse.
Yes, it was. It makes it worse. You don't know what you're doing. Then it was, please wear a mask. Actually, it's now illegal to not wear a mask. Mm-hmm. It was all this, all that was definitely like stressful. But I do think the racism and the racial like.
Climate.
Uprising added the stress that I felt like took me to drinking. Mm-hmm. So I think definitely not coping with liquor, because that was the opportunity. I had the opportunity to get into the best shape of my life. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. That pisses me off. And, I feel like career wise, I definitely took a lot of major leaps and bounds. I started Mama Likes. I started doing the podcast with Kevin, which without the pandemic happening, I would not have said yes to. And I was doing lives. This is how we met most of who are now our Patreon. Yeah. Was from us doing lives like crazy. Yeah. So career-wise, I feel like I was making the necessary steps to come out on the long end of the stick instead of the short end of the stick. But I feel like personal health, I could have been out of here. I really feel like I could have been top tier shape, skin glistening, hair long.
Long.
Long. That's my first one. That's the first thing I think of. What about you?
Me, I was actually, and what's crazy is I don't know how I would avoid it. Because I started working out hard at the beginning of 2020. Like, I literally bought a bunch of, I bought the Smith machine, extra weights, and I was preparing. I was like, you know what? Screw the gym. I'm going to start here. Because I was working such long hours. I was like, I'm not going to get time to work out, and I'm over here stressed out at work. So let me go ahead and just get everything I need to work out at the house. So I was actually working out pretty regularly and heavy at the beginning of 2020, but that's when my disc... My back went out.
You went to like, it too quick.
What was that? No, I was actually in it regularly. I was going pretty good at that point. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even doing nothing crazy outside of what I normally do. But that's the way the chiropractor explained, or not the chiropractor, the doctor explained it, the one that did my the MRI?
Or I CAT don't scan. Know. It was not a CAT scan.
It all right, I did the MRI. Yeah, I had to set in the magnetic machine in the coffin. And he was like, you know, your back is like a Jenga set over the years. You know, it's like without getting it adjusted, going to a chiropractor, doing this, that, and the other, it's like, you know, taking blocks out one at a time, you know, and then all of a sudden one day it's going to tip over anyway, but you do something and you think that's what did it, and it wasn't. It was the 5, 10 years or 20 years of doing everything else that would mess it up. And that last thing of bending over to tie your shoe or stepping on the step wrong or sneezing or something simple made your back go out, made that disc finally give out or collapse, or you know, everything that discs do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how, knowing it would have happened, I probably could have prevented it, but I don't know, thinking back now, even in that situation, like even now it's like, all right, I need to start working out again. If that were to happen, it's like I don't know what to do to avoid that. So that part I don't know how I would have reacted different or what I would have done. However, the rest, like during the pandemic, honestly, when everything started happening, it was just kind of like, all right, whatever. And then because I was out at the airport, again, I was working for a general contractor. I saw how crazy the airport got, meaning it was a ghost town.
Yeah.
Like literally no cars. All flights were canceled. The screens that have the flights on them were turned off. Mm-hmm. Like it was the most eerie looking thing that I had ever seen in my life. Like LAX airport is the third busiest airport in the world. Mm-hmm. And there was no traffic. Like usually you got to stand at the light, let all the cars by, let the light turn before you walk over to the parking garage. There were no cars in the parking garage other than the people working. There was no traffic. We got to the point where we ignored the lights and all the little traffic symbols and everything. We were just walking across the street because we knew nothing was coming. If your car was coming, you could hear it 3 miles away. That's how quiet it was.
That's crazy.
Not being at the airport and not hearing the whistling of jet engines, it was so quiet. Like,
how many flights were taken off per day, you think?
Oh, hundreds of thousands. This is how busy, like, I was, this was years
ago. No, I'm saying when it was quiet.
Oh, how many were taken off? Or,
yeah, how many?
Oh, so how many flights are there usually? So this is
during the pandemic, what flights were leaving? Like how many flights were leaving when it was the beginning?
I would say maybe 10.
Wow.
So 10 flights. Check this out. This is the analogy I was about to give. Just to give you how example of how busy the airport usually is. So back when we were building Southwest back in 17, I think it was 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. It was, we were getting a lot of rain. So it was a section that we had complete that was leaking. And so we had repaired that, but then there was another section that we needed to protect from the rain. So basically our entire, that project, everybody that worked for our company was up on the roof and we were taking shifts in rain gear. Remember that day I came home late and it was raining? Mm-hmm. We were literally like going down, everybody warming up, drying off. The other shift would go up and we would just squidgy in water. Everybody, executives, all the way from executives down to the go get the grunt workers or laborers or whoever it may be. Not to say down, but because, you know, but everybody was doing their part, right? Even the people that be wearing suits. So anyway, so as I'm sitting there and I'm on top of one of the roofs, I'm looking at Southwest. And so Southwest has, what was that gate? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I think 18. So 10 gates.
Mm-hmm. Keep talking.
So they had the 10 gates and I was sitting there and they had planes lined up back to back waiting to park. So basically waiting to pull up, let the jet bridge pull up, and they're going to unload. So they had probably about 3 planes waiting, and every single gate had a plane setting at it. I would watch those, like, probably 3 or 4 at a time would back up and taxi off, you know, take off, go down the runway, take off, and right after that, those spots would get filled in. I was up there for probably, I would say, an hour, hour and a half. And I probably saw, I want to say 15 flights that pulled into Southwest, unload, load, take off, another one pull in those spots, load, unload. I probably saw 15, about 15 flights that just in that short amount of time. So if you take that, you got Southwest out there, you take that amount of that volume of people flying in and out, that was Southwest, that's Delta, that's American Airlines, that's United, that's even Allegiant, Spirit, Sun Country, all of them things. Got that many people coming in and out. You take a thing, move your arm, why you all up close on me? You got that, a plane, how many people's on a plane? 150,
200? It would take me some time to do the math. Yeah, I would say 150,
150.
200. On a regular size.
150 on a plane. Let's say it's 150 times those 15 flights for just one airline. And then you multiply that across all the way around the airport to 10 flights.
That's crazy.
So that's how empty it was. So anyway, but even with that going on, I'm going to go back to what I was getting at the first. Even with all that going on and seeing how empty it was, to seeing going from all that busy to absolutely no planes, you don't hear anything at the airport. But I looked at the job that I had at the time, the company I was working for, and I looked at the money that the airport already had in all these airlines, and I'm like, we're still hiring people. Like, we were still holding interviews. We were still hiring people. We were still landing jobs. Because the way they looked at it in that industry is like, this will pass, and the Olympics is still coming in 2028, and this airport needs to be done. Yeah. So with all that going on, it's like, I was never too worried about, I was worried about the disease, don't get me wrong. Like, that did scare me. But as far as stability and where we were going to be, you know, how my family was going to survive it, I was like, I wasn't concerned at all. Because I'm like, I saw that part of it, and I'm like, okay, no, we good. I ain't got nothing to worry about. Only thing I got to do now is be healthy and safe. So knowing that, what I would have done different is went harder in the paint on this end, because knowing the growth that we had, like, literally 2020 is the reason I was able to retire this year.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason I was able to retire, because all that was happening, it put me home more. I wasn't doing to spend a whole lot of time on the road the way I was all those previous years. So that time spent at home, we were, like she said, we were able to do the lives, we were able to shoot some sketches. I was able to see the day-to-day operation. Like, usually if I take a vacation or something and I'm home with Angel, I'm not focused on what she's doing. I'm enjoying my vacation because I know I got to go back to work the next week. To where during the pandemic when I was home, it was like, oh, I'm going to be home for a while. And then, like, now I can see what she's doing. Like, how can I pitch in? How can I help? Oh, this thing's actually growing. So that was a benefit. So what I would do is I would definitely go harder in the paint with our content and my brand and my content in that aspect. So that's number one.
That's number one.
Yeah.
My number two is I wish I would have worked harder with Kai on all of his rudiments for school. I don't know how I would have executed it, but I know that was probably the best time for me to have done it. And it was just not something that I did. Like, I would try, and then I'd be like, okay. And then I'd try again, and then, okay. I wish I would have taken the time to, like, really got him ready, got him into a place where he would feel way more confident now in first grade. I mean, we're doing, they start Kumon on tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're doing what we got to do. Their tutor, I think, starts with them next month. So I wish I would have taken that time for him to have some in-person real teaching. But let me tell y'all, our last sponsor are my favorites. Ana Luisa, if you're watching, I have on two of their rings right now. I have on their mama necklace as well. It's one of my favorite necklaces. Hold on, let me turn it around. If you're watching, this stuff is such good quality. Somebody actually just DM'd me recently because they ordered. And they were like, the picture is not doing this justice. The quality of Ana Luisa jewelry is par none. Like, this is not, this is not something that you're going to easily come across going to a store without spending a lot of money. And Ana Luisa's pieces start at $39. So they're very reasonable for the quality that you're getting. Also, if you're a person that likes to, two things that I focus on trying to put my money in, not to say that my money always goes to the right place. I try to put my money into minority-owned businesses, especially black-owned businesses, but it's not always black-owned. But minority-owned businesses in businesses that are eco-friendly or being conscious of their environmental impact and trying to offset it. Well, Ana Luisa is 100% of 100% of the carbon emissions related to their products' life cycle are offset. So that means if they know they're doing this much in what they're creating, they do things to help the planet. I know one company, and I don't know specifically what they're doing, but I know one company, they were like, oh, what we do is we plant a tree every time we do this thing, trying to make sure they're offsetting. So I look for that when I am spending money on a product. Also, again, as I've already said, their quality is exceptional. They offer a 365-day warranty because they make their stuff out of noble metals. You feel me? Also, they do limited batches, so ensuring the highest production standards while eliminating excessive waste. This way, if they're not ordering a gajillion pieces of this one ring, they don't have to worry about selling a gajillion pieces of this one ring. So they don't have to worry about being like, well, we got these extra rings left over that nobody want to buy because we've sold them to the entire world. They do limited batches, so they make sure they sell out. So they don't have a bunch of wasted pieces or materials. I, again, really love their pieces. They're the stuff, what I love about their pieces is they're very durable. I got this ring, I do believe 3 years ago when we, or two and a half years ago when we first started doing advertisements on our podcast.
Yeah, they were the first.
This ring is still in such good
shape.
That's
what I was just looking at just now.
It's in, and I am not a delicate
Angel,
woman.
Angel is not easy on jewelry.
I'm not.
All.
And listen, and I will take that.
I was just sitting here looking like, no, she really, these, she got these same pieces of jewelry on, and they, I'm telling you.
Yes. Yes. Good quality. I get compliments on the ring that's on my ring finger, if you're watching. It's like a big, solid gold ring that's kind of bulky, and then I have one that's like twisted that's also kind of bulky. I get compliments on these rings all of the time. And there's so many other pieces. There's a pair of hoops that I love to wear that are also good and heavy hoops that you know won't bend easily. Ah, I love it. Again, they have new jewelry collections released every Friday. So let me spell out the name. I'm going to spell it for you twice so that you'll know where to go if you're just listening. AnaLuisa.com/argue. That's AnaLuisa.com/argue. One more time. www.analuisa.com/argue. Let me tell you, if you use our link, if you use our code argue, you get 10% off. Okay. Now we're coming up on a time where the holidays are coming. This is the perfect time to get a beautiful piece for your loved one by going to AnaLuisa.com using the code argue to get 10% off. I recommend it. These pieces look like you actually took time to get this for someone. It doesn't look like, oh, I just ran through the mall and grabbed something from a kiosk. This looks like, hey, I thought of you. I thought about your style. And I want you to have something that lasts for a long time. So again, go to www.analuisa.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code argue.
Argue.
For 10% off. And we thank Ana Luisa for sponsoring this podcast. I was about to tell you something. I was about to say something. I was about to say, oh, our sketches are coming back.
Yeah.
Our sketches are coming back. I got back with our DP. Hold on. And we're about to start doing those again. But again, with Kai, yeah, working with him more on his stuff would have been great. And also just coming up, I feel like I was doing... I recall coming up with, like, memories to create for them, like them... doing the camping in the kitchen, doing the Halloween movie. We did movie time in the backyard a lot. I still wish I would have been able to create a couple more memories for them.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us, well, I don't know. Let me not speak for the world, but I feel like a lot of the people that I was around, unless they had a single child, were not really thinking about how the pandemic was affecting them. Yeah. Or people were, but they were just going about it in what I felt like were careless ways. They were just like, oh, well, my kid's going to this party, I don't care. Where we were just like,
we had them on lock.
I was like, I got to keep them safe.
Yeah, they developed a healthy fear.
Yes. Of what was going on.
Yeah, what was going on. It was like it was a healthy fear because they needed to take it serious. The few times we did take them out, we needed to.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Shoot.
I don't know, baby.
No, I had it right there. I was waiting on you to finish talking.
I don't know.
It was. Oh yeah. Back. I don't mean to go back to the airport thing. But y'all, even TSA and airport police was not there. That's how empty the airport was. It was like construction workers and cleaners. That's it. Mm. Anyway, something I would. One more thing I would have done different. I think. It's hard to say. It really is hard to say, because here's the thing, it is what it was, because I was like, oh, I would have invested more. But it's like, I don't know enough about stocks yet to be going in.
Yeah.
That would have been the time, though, but they were telling everybody, don't invest none of your money into nothing. Because
yeah, you didn't know what was going to come out.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is your topic.
Because
like,
that's the biggest thing for me was the being where I'm at now, mm-hmm. going harder for that.
Oh,
I wouldn't have stressed out about work as much.
I would have had you go harder long before 2020.
I know, but that's your fault. You didn't.
I asked. I asked multiple times.
But yeah, I would have I don't know. Would have, I guess, tried to come up with more ways. I wouldn't have been stressed out about work. Mm-hmm. Because I wasn't stressed out about the pandemic. I was just stressed out about work and what was going on there. However, this something. Thinking about that and having this topic does make me think living currently, like, how do you, like, knowing you went through that, seeing what happened and what came out of 2020, whether good, bad, or ugly, whatever it was, how are you going to live day to day and week to week and month to month knowing that? Because you look back, everything is a season. Like, 2020, it was awful, but it was a season. So you're always living in a season, so how are you going to live differently?
Well, once I get off this goddamn tour, really scheduling out my day, making my kids a promise in my schedule, basically. Mm-hmm. I will be focusing on you during this time. Nothing else. No, there will be no auditions. There will be no podcasts. There will be no content made during this time so that your needs are being truly assessed and met. In this time.
Yeah.
That has always been a hard time for me as a parent, even though I am hella involved. So it's not like, I definitely don't consider myself as a parent that just is not in the know and not involved. However, I do easily get carried away. For instance, this is something that I did purposefully here recently. You'll see in a vlog coming up. When I went to Minnesota, I bought the kids a bunch of toys because Cy will come up and ask me to play a game with him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, later, because I know most of the games have a lot of pieces, require more of my focus than what I want to give. He gets me when I'm tired. So I purposefully started finding games that I could do, regardless of how tired I was, mm-hmm. so that I could start saying yes, right? Because I don't want that to be, what he always expects, is a no for me spending time. So, that is one of the things. I know that I don't have the wherewithal to be or the time to be Kai's tutor. So that is the reason why we're hiring him a tutor. Because it would be cheaper for me to hire a tutor than to give over my time to tutor him. But, excuse me, I do want to be able to set aside just regular schmegular time.
Yeah.
For my kids.
Yeah, that's part of what I was doing. I plan on doing is, especially because there is distance learning and still stuck up in the house. But even when they are able to go back to school, spending time, like I literally just bought a trailer that like you hook up to the back of your bike to set them all in, and we got the boys, the twins' bikes. Well, I guess still got to go get size because he didn't find one in color that he wanted that could fit him. So we got Kyle's bike. I'm gonna go get size. Marcus already has a bike, but I just want to get them out of the house, start riding bikes with them and doing stuff because they always enjoy that. They would always come back and tell their mama. Mm-hmm. We did this. Daddy let us ride in the street. I'm like, man, shut up. But they really enjoy that. So getting them out of the house to do more, because I realized like the hustle and bustle of me doing this and then them getting out of class and then having to do this stupid homework that takes forever. And I'm like, if I'm stressed out, I know it got to be getting to them. Mm-hmm. And I don't want them to be remembering this season of their life of just this gray cloud hovering over and never getting to do nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. and then also I'm still suck at this, but I'm trying to get better. Executing my ideas faster. Literally, you remember the one time I got high? Mm-hmm. And then I had an idea mm-hmm. for a movie.
You always got ideas for movies.
But just listen.
Yeah. That was a compliment.
Thank you.
Helpful.
Talking to Kevin this weekend. He told me of another person who has the exact same idea for a movie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, see, these ideas are jumping from one head to the next. Yeah. And it's all about who executes typically first, not who executes best. So jumping on these ideas. I tried to get Marcus to allow me to shoot this content on him earlier today. And he was just like,
my brain wasn't there yet.
But it did. Your brain didn't have to be. All you had to do was do facial
expressions. Hey, that's just something you need to work on, okay? You work on it with you, not me, all right? Oh. That's your thing.
Oh, so do you hear me? Like,
hey. What did I just say? No, I'm still talking. No,
I'm asking you.
The man is...
is that something that you too need to work on?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay.
So let me...
But you said you're going to work on it now. I didn't say I was going to work on it now. I'm going to sit on it for another
time. No. You need to work on it now.
Tight hour.
Stop yelling. And we are past our tight hour. So, you got one more? Then we close it out?
No, it's tight. I was trying to hold to that. See, that's the thing. You set something, you need to execute.
You guys, thank you so much for watching.
That's your problem.
This is going to cause an argument. Okay. We want to thank our sponsors. Just listen to me.
You might learn something. Zocdoc, Everyplate, and Anna Louise.
And Anna Louise for sponsoring this podcast.
We thank you, sponsors.
Please,
but like I was saying,
check them out.
Make sure.
And use our codes when you check them out.
You listen to me.
When you check them out,
you can learn. You could be a lot further if you actually pay attention to me and listen to me, okay? Because
hey,
it's a lot of wisdom coming over here. You see this wisdom right here.
Joining us.
All right? You would be a whole lot of fun. You'd be living a life of lavish if you just pay attention. But you don't want to listen because you're stubborn sometimes. And that's what we need to talk about. That's going to be the next podcast subject is how stubborn you are.
You can follow Marcus, but it doesn't matter. He won't
Marcus
post
ain't
anything.
Marcus ain't on the gram.
Because he don't ever post when I tell him to post. I'm always trying to encourage him to post stuff. And he's like, hey, y'all do it later. And then it just ends up being his head.
Hey, y'all done seen me. Y'all done seen me posting.
Are you a dad or not?
Y'all done seen me posting.
They need to see the kids, too.
They done seen the kids.
They don't see the kids. They don't see.
So thank
you
for just tuning in to
his
cause of argument. We will see you next week for another episode. We greatly appreciate it. Y'all have a good one, fam.
Where is it? Bye.